Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's program, irrigation systems in St. Catherine and Clarendon to be upgraded. And later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjouy James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
You see grade 2 there, sir? Is a one that must say, don't do it.
Girl, the way I'm happy if I make mistake.
You must proud of Lisa, though. If a social go on, no. You can't imagine university. By the way, you have money?
No, my dear. That's why me and Kevin plan for use the land title for go get a loan down at the bank.
What? You can do that?
But away you there. That's why we make sure we pay off the loan and collect the title from HAJ. Your land title are more than just a piece of paper, you know. It's proof that the land are your one and them care on you have.
May I forgot to call HAJ tomorrow for find out how me can get my title.
Pay for your land. Collect your title. Secure your future. Call the Housing Agency of Jamaica today at 968-7522-4 or visit hajl.gov.jm.
Increasing access to adequate irrigation across the country is a priority of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries as part of efforts to ensure sustainable growth in the agriculture sector and mitigate the impact of climate change. Currently, agriculture in Jamaica is largely dependent on rainfall to supply water to some of the most fertile areas on the island. However, climate change impacts have often resulted in prolonged drought conditions in several areas. To help farmers mitigate the effects of climate change, the ministry, through the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, has been sensitizing them on the subject, as well as helping them to incorporate suitable on-farm irrigation systems using technology transfer. RADA also provides installation services for irrigation systems, as well as site assessments for proposals and designs. For the 2017-2018 fiscal year, officers from RADA visited 988 farms, installed 12 irrigation fertigation systems, and conducted 237 capacity building sessions for farmers. Additionally, under the Irrigation Farmer Field School project being implemented by RADA, 120 farmers have been exposed to low-cost rainwater harvesting systems and climate change resilience methods or strategies. Over in St. Catherine and Clarendon, more than $50 million is being spent to upgrade irrigation systems for farmers. The government is also investing in the development of the Essex Valley Irrigation System in St. Elizabeth. This project is being managed by the National Irrigation Commission, NIC.
The future of sustaining and expanding this sector is going to be heavily dependent on our ability to improve and manage our water resources, and in particular, our irrigation systems.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson. He says it is important that farmers rely on more than rainfall to water crops, as well as understand and employ the necessary techniques to manage water resources effectively. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. I know every rainfall must wait you. Translation, it is not every rainfall that you must allow to get you wet. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
This Labor Day, May 23, let's join hands and hearts in harmony to make Jamaica a better place for all of us. Ramp it up. Help build ramps in our schools and health centers to make them more accessible. Fix it up. Clean up, repair, and beautify our schools and health centers. Register your projects now at dis.gov.jm or email labourday@mcges.gov.jm. Call 978-7654 for details. Labor Day 2018. Ramp it up. Fix it up. Our schools, our health centers, our responsibility.
Fix it up, you know.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, you don't have to be a part of everything. Let some things go by. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjouy James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.